from the beginning of the show. Todos Noah. Tom Ela Todos Kershuvo Koroso. Tom Ayela Yo. So the Ibn Ezra Udeime, one school of thought, says that Todos sometimes means the history of. What happens on any given day as the day giving birth to that, giving rise to that. The Yirmos El Kol HaParsha, and therefore Ela Todos Noach is introducing the whole story to come. This is the history of Noach. The Ramban disagrees. Ve'ein onochon ve'einai ki ein koros ha'odon toldosa. What happens to a person, you can't attribute to him. And the idiom of ma'yeled yom, notwithstanding, but to say that these are toldos Noach, if a person happened to be alive in 1776, so you can't describe the American Revolution, the Revolutionary War, as he is, Todos. Maybe it's something that happened while he was alive, but here it's Todos Noach, and they're being attributed to, they're being misyaches to Noach. So that, the idiom of the Pasuk in Mishlei notwithstanding, it doesn't plug in. That's the Ramban's Hasoga on this school of thought. And therefore, the Hanocha Shehu Kemashmao, Kemo Ve'ele Todos B'nei Noach. It means the children, it means the progeny. Roshem Leida, Shuta Kemashmao. The same difference of opinion recurs in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov Beres Mugoy, Ozer Beres Kenan, Ela Todos Yaakov Yosef. There too the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra. Here he doesn't mention the Ibn Ezra by name, but there in Parshas Vayeshev he mentions him by name. Elohim Ma'oraos, again, this is the Ramban quoting the Ibn Ezra, Elohim Ma'oraos She'er Ulo, Vahakoro She'bo'u Alav. Kita Ma'yeled Yom. And here too, the Ramban objects, Ein Odom Molit Karoso. Toldah is offspring. You can't describe the history of a person's days, even what happens to him, as his toldos. Even when you have that connection, that it's not just something that happened at the same time, but that it happened to him. The Ramban has that objection. He can't describe that as his toldos. So the Ramban is of the opinion, which is also Rashi consistently, both in Noach and Vayeshev, also already goes that way. The toldos, no, it has to mean the children, the offspring, the progeny. That's why Rashi, you see that's Rashi's Havana, because Rashi says, Ela toldos Noach, Noach is Tzadik, hoil the Hiskiro, Sipe v'Shlomo. So Rashi's explaining that Noach is Tzadik, Tamo Yubidarosev is really, as it were, interrupting the flow. It should have said, Ela toldos Noach, Shem Chom and Yofes, the next Pasuk. But no, Zecha Tzadik Lebracha, he mentioned the Tzadik, so then you need So the pasuk means Ela toldos Noach Shem Chom v'Yofes. Aval hechzir. So then, according to the Ramban, according to this school of thought of Rashi and the Ramban, so then l'chor the vayoled Noach is repetitious, because that's what Ela toldos Noach means. Aval hechzir vayoled Noach bav was shehipsik va'aman Noach ish tzadik tomim hoyo. Now that obviously then just begs the question, so why was the Torah mafsik? Given that the Torah is introducing Ela toldos Noach, why was the Torah mafsik? Lahudia lomot bavo shehipsik v'omar Noach tzadik tamim hoya Lahudia lomot sivahu v'teva. The Torah, again, interrupts the flow of Ela toldos Noach. Ramban, again, addressing the same question that Rashi did, Mor al derech hagodah, the Ramban Mor al derech pshat, is Lahudi alamat silo v'teva. But the question that we're left with is, so wouldn't it have been a more logical construct? The Torah should have said, Noach is tzaddik, Tom and Hoya v'Darosev, Ezra Lachim v'Darosev Noach, Eva told us Noach, Shem Chom and Yochas. That should have been, then the Torah wouldn't have to be mafsik. The most is that the marble, notwithstanding, the world continues. The marble, notwithstanding, so humanity continued. It wasn't totally destroyed. Now that is totally on highlighting the fact that they were told of not. So the Torah wants front and center to mention toldos Noach, because again there are many obviously every word in the Torah is teaching us Tilei Tilem. But Al Pi Pshuto, what the Torah wants front and center is that for all the catastrophic magnitude of the Mabul, that the world had a kiyum. And therefore, the first thing to say in the narrative of the Mabul is Eila Toldos Noach. Okay, now who is Noach that his Toldos were the ones that the Ramban is about to say in a capital line, quote, who was Noah that his toldos were the ones who bridged the world pre and post Mabul? Who were his toldos that they served as that bridge? Noah was Ish Tzadik Tamim Hoya B'Daros of Esa Lukim Esalech Noah.
The correct translation of tzaddik
is someone who's innocent in context of this. Baharaya, what does it mean, the hitzdikus hatzadik? If you translate tzadik the way we generally do, as someone who's righteous, so bezdin doesn't make the righteous person righteous. He is righteous. But if tzadik means innocent in din, so the hitzdikus hatzadik means to find him innocent. The jury found him innocent. The hitziko as a tzaddik, meaning they ruled, they rendered a ruling which corresponded to the reality. The hitziko as a tzaddik. So tzaddik, Ramban says here, means zakai de din, innocent in din, the one who emerges zakai de din. It's interesting that the Ramban in Shara Gemul, in Taras Ha'odan, has the same understanding of the word tzaddik, and with that he solves a very knotty problem. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says in Machdisin on Rosh Hashanah, so everyone is nechnas ladin, that tzaddikim are nechavim v'nechtomim l'chayim, and yishayim are nechavim v'nechtomim l'misa, and benonim is So the kasha that everyone struggles with is that we see many Rishayim, Rosh Hashanah comes and goes, and they live out the year. So what does it mean that Rishayim are Nechtan Ma'atim Matayim? We see tzaddikim who die over the course of the year. So how do you make sense of it? So the Ramban answers in Sha'an Gemur and says it means tzaddik v'rosha b'din zeh, which is exactly the same havana that he has here, that tzaddik in Russia shouldn't translate as righteous and evil, but rather as zakai b'din zeh or chayiv b'din zeh. You can have someone who's a Russia, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he still deserves a chance to do tshuva. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my midah is meshalem el ponov lahavido. He's taka Russia, but he has certain zechuyos for which he's going to get sound on Hazar that I haven't given him yet. So, tzaddik and Russia, so you can have someone who's a Russia in the sense of being wicked, who's a tzaddik, but din zeh. And you can have the opposite. You can have someone who's a tzaddik in the sense of righteous, but who's a Russia, but din zeh, in the sense that is yotze chai, but din zeh. The same Havana, the Ramban in Shara Gemur, is the same Havana as he has here, what the Lashon Tzaddik means. Okay, that's one point in the Ramban. Another point is that the Ramban is teaching, in contrast to the Ibn Ezra, whom he quotes in a few lines, that Tomim is basically an adverb. It's not that Noach is a Tzaddik and he's a Tomim. No, he's a Tzaddik Tomim. He's a holy Tzaddik, WH. He's holy tzaddik. Yaskar kosev she yezakai v'sholim b'tzidko. Lahudia shevoi lehim notzel min hamavu she'em la'onish klal ki hutomim b'tzaddik. So the man here is addressing another very, very basic question here. Again, we'll read it from the Rambam, but it's not the Rambam, it's Chazal, but we'll read it here. The Rambam has here in the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, that V'chein kol ha'olam kulo im hoyu avonoseyim merubim miyad hei nishchasim shenem avayar Hashem ki rabba rasa adam. Rambam explains that din, judgment, is not only personal and individual, but it's collective also. That we're nidonim not only as kibnei moral, not only as yechidim, but we're also nidonim as a klal. We're nidonim as a klal of a medina, as in the case of Sdom, where clearly it's a din on Sdom collectively, and we're nidonim as a klal in terms of the world. that the din is collectively on the world. So now, l'chaim, what that mida means is that if the klal is yotze chayav, so then the klal as a whole incurs that midas hadin. So the question is, how does Noach survive the Mabul? The world as a whole is Yotze Chayev. So what? That Noach is a tzaddik? No, v'chein kol olam kulo. The world is nidon collectively. V'chein kol olam kulo. The world is nidon collectively. And im hoyu avanosei merubin, which is obviously the case here in Parshas Noach, im hoyu avanosei merubin miyad hein nishchasen. So how does Noach survive? So that's the unstated question that our Ramban is addressing. Nochamo. Ish tzadik tam hoyu yaske akosu shoy yizakei v'sholim v'tzidko l'hodi asher roi lihinotzel min amavu she'en lo onesh klam. So the Ramban says that had Noach, that's why the Torah has to underscore that Noach was not only tzaddik, but tzaddik tomim. Again, tomim as an adverb, holy so. Because only as such was he ro'i lihinotza. Had Noach, let's say, been a tzaddik in our use of the word, a big tzaddik, but not a tzaddik tomim. He was 99.9% tzaddik, but whatever. There was a 0.1% of whatever. So then he wouldn't have been nitzel. Even though he would have been such a heiliger tzaddik, he wouldn't have been nitzel. Why? Because that's the midah. Of a chen kol olam kulo, that the klal is nidon, and Noach would not have been saved. He would not have been. Well, he certainly wouldn't have been roy to be saved. But hayos that he was zakai v'sholem b'tzidko. So because of that, he was roy lihinatzel min amavo. And again, the Ramban underscores one more time, she'en lo onesh klal. So what's pshat? So the Ramban tells us this following. If Noah had been a 99.9% tzaddik, he would not have been roy to be saved from the Mabul, because there's a din of the klal. But hayos, that Noah was a 100% tzaddik, so then he's roy lehinatza. What's the pshat? So, Moshel Ma'adav Adama. For argument's sake, let's assume, I'm not assuming either way, Lamaisa. Let's assume for purposes of the illustration that it's also to jaywalk, that it really is a din of the Malchus. Let's assume that for purposes of illustration. But let's say you have someone who jaywalks all the time. And you have someone else who, no. If it's a don't walk, so he doesn't go. 99.9% of the time, he's very nizzer. But the mice, if he's very late for a very important meeting, so then he's late. So on the one hand, the difference between these two individuals is kochog mizoch nimayr. But meidach gisa, they're on the same spectrum. Because Lamaisa, if there were an absolute commitment not to do it, it wouldn't happen even when he's very late for a very important meeting. So on another level, the difference, the very real and significant difference notwithstanding, but Lamaisa, he's on the same spectrum. Because for him as well, it's not an absolute. If it can happen once, Lamaisa is not an absolute. We know at the end of Brachos that says that if a person is going Kriya Shema twice a day, every day of his life, and one time doesn't lay in Kriya Shema, it's Kamisha Lakara Kriya Shema Miyomav. So what does that mean? He lives to be 120. Every year since his Bar Mitzvah, he lays in Kriya Shema twice a day. Okay. So he said Kriya Shema a lot of times. Once in his life, he misses Kriya Shema. So he's the same as someone who never lay in Kriya Shema. So obviously, on one level, Chas V'Shalom, of course he isn't. And Chazal certainly recognize and acknowledge that level as well. But on another level, if the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is a permanent, absolute fixture, so absoluteness is contradicted by one exception, the same way, equally, the way it's contradicted by 10,000 exceptions. But if you want to disprove something, all you have to do is give one counterexample. There's a midah that the klal is nidah. There's a midah that the klal is nidah. The only way a person is excused is accepted from that if he's not on the same spectrum as the clown. If Noah has any iota of onesh, so yes, as a yochid, is he so different kuchog mizrach mimayu from the others? Yes, but lemaisa he's part of the clan. He's on the same spectrum. When given that there is a midah of din for klal, the only way the yochid is excused from that is when if he's a tzaddik tamim. She'en lo onesh klal, so then he stands apart from the klal. Rabban continues, V'chein v'ato tzadik v'ko v'abo aleinu ki emes osisa. So we would expect, if the proof is emes osisa, so we would expect the description to be something which says that you're emistic. Right, he's a truthful person, because every verdict that he rendered was a truthful verdict. So why does the pasuk identify Kodesh Baruch Hu as tzaddik? Because everything he did is emes. The man says no, because again, tzaddik has the connotation of in din. The Baal Dovar is described as a tzaddik when he's zakai bedin. The Shofet is described as tzaddik bedin when the judgment, when the verdict is honest and truthful. V'chein b'tzaddik tishpat amisecha. Aval ba'avram she'om elasos tztaku mishpat. So clearly, mishpat already has this idea of, again, the fairness, the truthfulness of din. Shibecho so betzedek shu ha-mishpat uberachamim shehi ha-tzedakah. So either the Ramban is distinguishing between tzaddik and tzedakah, or he's distinguishing between when the word, maybe we're not distinguishing between tzaddik and tzedakah as much as when the word appears alongside mishpat, or whether it appears alone. Either way, there seem to be two, not just different, but even opposite meanings of the same basic shoresh. One, tzaddik, meaning zakai bedin, which is a reflection of emes, and the other, rachamim. Again, whether that's a difference between tzaddik and tzedakah, whether or not that's two different meanings, whether tzaddik and tzedakah is the same meaning, it's basically the same, but they have two. Tzaddik dash hyphen tzedakah have two meanings, but either way, it's strange. Again, it's not only two separate, but even, I mean, we contrast rachamim and din. I don't know. The Ramban doesn't tell us what he has in mind, but maybe Ramchal has in Maseil Sesharim. He's very openly and explicitly coming to counteract a mistake, which he says we often make. Kadosh Baruch Hu's midas harachamim doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu's avatram. Chazal are very explicit on that. Kol omer Kadosh Baruch Hu avatram. Why? Says Ramchal. Because Hatzur Tomim Polo Kichod Rochav Mishpat. Amidas Arachamim, which ignores, which overlooks, which tolerates unredeemed chait, contradicts Mishpat. And Hatzur Tomim Polo Kichod Rochav Mishpat. Kalamun of Ein Ovel. It's an avla to punish a tzaddik, but it's the same avla, according to Midas Adin, to reward a Russian, to reward a Maisa Russian, to overlook a Maisa Russian. So that's not what Midas Arachamim means. So what does Midas Arachamim mean? Hashem, Hashem, ka racham achana. So Ramchal says it's a rachamim which is consistent with din, not a rachamim which stands in contradistinction to din, but it's a rachamim which mitigates din, but is consistent with din. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menakeh l'shavim, but Rachmanu Litzlan, einu menakeh l'she'enam shavim, so that's a midas harachamim, which mitigates din, it ameliorates din, but doesn't contradict din, and as such, it's consistent with din. When the person, Ramchal says, substitutes the anguish he has over chait for whatever hanoah he had initially in doing the chait, so that's a rachamim which is consistent with din. It's not a rachamim which is in contrast and contradicts din. It's a minas harachamim which is consistent with din. And that's why Ramchal says, Rav Chesed ve'emes, emes is included in the Midas HaRachamim. Because all the Midas HaRachamim are consistent with emes. They're not alternatives to emes. They're consistent to emes. Maybe, that's the Pshat Hinn Ramban as well. That how is it that Tzedek and Tzedaka, again, whether it's the difference between the two words, or whether it's contextually, whether or not it's standing alone, or whether it's standing alongside Mishpat, how is it that it connotes Mishpat? How is it that it connotes Rachamim? No, that's exactly to convey Ramchal's idea that in the Torah's system, Rachamim and Din are not polar opposites. Rachamim is something, again, which is itself informed by din, and that's why it mitigates din. Va'acha sh'omah shu ish tzadik, noach ish tzadik, tom hoi v'davasav, which means, ki'enenu, among other things, it means, ki'enenu ish chomas u'mashkuz darko k'bnei dor ha'chayovim, oma sh'hoi mishalech es Hashem, Hanichbad, liyira also levado. Einenu nifta achare hove shemaim umenachish ba'onin, v'kol shekein achare avodazor, v'eina shomeh lahem klal, rak b'shem levado hu dovek tamid. V'holech v'adarach asher bocha Hashem o asher yore also. This is unbelievable. There's four words in the Chumash. That's what the Torah says, right? Esol Elokim Salach Noach. And from those four words, the Ramban deciphers that Einenu Nifta Achre Hove Shemayim, that he was Einenu Nifta Achre Hove Shemayim Menachem Shemonen. Either go to the next finger now or not. Kol shekein achre avodah zar, ve'inenu shomeh lahem klal, rak b'shem levado hu dovek tamid, v'holech b'derech asher bacha Hashem. All that from Esol Elokim Salach Noach. He didn't read the horoscope. He certainly wasn't an Ovid avodah zar. He was dovek v'Hashem. And he was holech b'derech asher bocha Hashem. Wow. So how does all that come from the... How did the Ramban elicit all that from four words of Esol Elokim Salach Noach? So, first of all, the Ramban is teaching Esol Elokim. We know that this is one of the meanings of Es. It means Im. Noach was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Eis Yaakov, Ishu Veso Bo. Right? Ve'elish Masmei Salat Bo Mitzvang. Eis Yaakov, Ishu Veso Bo. They came with Yaakov. Eis Yaakov means they came with Yaakov. Eis, one of the meanings, is with. Noach was Es, HaLokim. He was Dovek Basha. Now, obviously, on one level, you know, a person can't be an Oved Avodah Zarah and be Dovek Vashem, but okay, but you can't do lots of things and be Dovek Vashem, and the Ramban doesn't list them all. But where does the Einenu Nifta Achrei Hove Shemayim Nachrei Shemayim come from? So what is like this? What and Kol Shekein Achrei Avodah Zarah, what all those have in common, a person is Ma'onen, so Ona Zu Yafel this, horoscope. And a person is Menachesh, so he's superstitious, a black cat. Hove Shemayim, certainly astrology. However, whatever the arrangement, the configuration of the stars is, when the person was born, when this, when that, so that determines what's going to happen. For the Ramban, we've discussed this in other contexts, for the Ramban, unlike the Rambam, Avodah Zarah always meant that there, be it Malochim, be it Shemesh Yareach, be it whatever, the means that there are things, Dvorim HaNivorim, in the world which have discretionary power over what happens to us. So what each of these has in common, the Tzad HaShevav, Hove Shamayim, Menachesh, Ma'onim, Koshken, Avodah Zarah, is that there's some kind of determinism, not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as to what's going to happen to a person. Maybe it's the Ona, it's the time, it's the black cat, it's the Malochim, it's the Shemesh, it's whatever. There's something, there's some force, or forces, Rachman Litzlan, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that control a person's destiny. That's the antithesis of Dveikus, because it means that by definition, the world is designed and constructed in a way that there's a separation between the person and the world. If the mazalos determine what happens to a person, so that's dava vihipucho. Dveikus means that there's no dava hachotzeitz, there's no dava hamafsek between a person and the Ribon Shel Olam. If the world, if the way the world functions is the way the Hove Shemayim, the Menachashim, the Ma'oninim, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah thing, so then there is no such thing as Dveikus. There's no such thing as Dveikus. Because a person, Ribon Shel Olam, again metaphorically, is there, and a person is here, and in between are the Kochavim, in between, etc. If the Pasuk tells you that Noach was im Elokim, so what that means first and foremost is that he didn't subscribe to this cosmology, really, of the Hove Shamayim, the Menachashim, the Onanim, the Koshkin Achrei Avodah Zarah. There had to be a complete, absolute rejection. Ve'enenu shomei lehem klal. Rak b'shem levadu hu dovek tamid. How does Ramban know the v'holech v'derech ha-shebacha Hashem? Again, so on one level, obviously, a person can't be a baal aveiros and be dovek b'Hashem. But again, the Ramban means more than that. The Ramban means that the Pasuk is describing that. The Pasuk is expressing it, and it's all a miksha achas. So, again, on one level, it's Esa Elokim is one thing. Noach was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comma, and Hisamech Noach, and he was holech v'derech ha-shebacha Hashem. On a deeper level, what it means is as follows. Let's say, slightly deeper level. Moshe l'mad av adamah. Let's say you're invited to a big dinner with open seating.
You're not assigned a seat.
And so you can choose which table to sit at. But there's one chash of a person, you want to anticipate where he's going to sit, so you can go sit at that table. You want to try to get the seat right next to him. So you're trying to anticipate where he's going to sit. So how can you figure out where he's going to sit? But you know that in past years, at this dinner, sort of the way the tables break down is that some tables, what the people have in common is their profession. People who belong to the same profession, so some of them, they gravitate to the same table and they sit together. Others, depends which sports team they support, which sport teams they follow. So that's another sort of something which makes them cohere and they gravitate to a table together. And then let's say there's one table of people who are osek b'tzorkei tzibur. Again, they also have a profession. Could be they also have a team that they follow. But when I say it doesn't, that's sort of not what that doesn't define them. That's not how they choose their company. No, what defines them is their devotion and dedication to tzorkei tzibur. See, if this chash of a person that our individual wants to be able to sit next to, if he knows that he's machshir tzorkei tzibur, he's a big osek tzorkei tzibur, so if he wants to be with this guy, if he wants to sit next to this guy at the dinner, so he's going to find out which table that is and do whatever he has to do to gain entree to be able to sit at that table, because he's not going to find him if he's machshir the tzorkei tzibur. He's not going to find him at the other tables. He's not going to find him at the table that's defined by profession, that's defined by sports allegiance or other factors. A person can only be davik b'Hashem. It's not an emotional state. It's an objective state. A person can only be davik b'Hashem if he goes to the table where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting. A person wants to be davik b'Hashem, so can we offer? They have to figure out where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hang out? If you want to be with someone, you have to figure out. So where's that? Where is that person to be found? So l'havdil. In terms of the nimshal, to be davik b'Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the oskei b'tzorkei tzibur. He's with the Balei Midas. He's with the Balei Chesed. He's with the Hashkamis Beis HaMedrash, Shachros V'Arvus. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's the company in which one, if one is there, so one can be in Kavayochel, in the company of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The second possibility is Oyomar, tzadik shalem,
the Hainu, even according to the second possibility, the two Lashonas are only, were they 1,000% on Noach's coattails? And the Chum that we know from after the Mabul, the emes is he was the same chum before the marble as well. Well, no, they were taka big tzaddikim. But even according to the lashon that they were big tzaddikim, Ramban doesn't equate them. Even according to the second lashon, Ramban doesn't equate them with Noach's tzaddik shalom. So therefore, l'char, when Ramban said initially that nitzlu b'shuso, that's true according to both lashonos that he's going to present later.